Well, when you go back into your home after the flood, you want to assess the amount of damage. And if you have allergies, asthma, or any respiratory disease, you want to be very careful. And what I mean by careful is if your home has had extensive damage and there's mold and bacteria that have destroyed the drywall or the walls of your home that you can smell or see it, then that's a danger. And you really don't want to be in the home. You want to have it remediated, reconstructed, or fixed. And so what you need to be aware of is things to do to protect yourself. We know that from other studies of hurricanes and flooding, this would be like the N95 mask that you can get. But what performs better for protecting respiratory symptoms is these half mask respirator. And if you're doing any reconstruction, like taking down the drywall, redoing the homes and fixing it, and you have damage that you can see and smell, you really have to take the time to protect yourself first.